I said good evening. It's actually good afternoon, I suppose. And it's really good to see the car park so well filled for the time change. You haven't forgot about it, which is a great blessing. We're waiting to see how many turn up at 6:30, but you're here at 5:00, which is really good. And we're going to see over this next month how it goes at this time. And we're grateful again to the council and to the association for the extension. If you weren't here last week, you'll not have known that we're extending the drive-in church now right through to the end of October. And so that's why we've brought it forward to 5:00. Just last week it was getting tight at 7:00. We had much light left, so hopefully we have plenty of time this evening. Just as you know the custom by now, 87.5 FM will allow you to listen to the service tonight through your car radio. Although going to church this morning, we thought we would even have a drive-in church tonight, but the Lord has really undertaken, and it's such a beautiful evening now, and hopefully we shouldn't have any showers coming this way. But again, folks, thank you so much for coming, and it's really good tonight to welcome George Walker along from Lurgan. He's going to come and sing for us this evening, and he's going to testify, and we're looking forward to what George has to share with us. And you know, the greatest proof that the gospel works, that Christ is real, that God exists, is the change that he makes in a life. And George is a man who came to know Christ, and Christ has made a great change in his life. So we're looking forward to what George will say and sing for us this evening. And then after that, I'm going to close with just a little thought. As I've said throughout each of the weeks, if you feel that the Lord is really speaking to you, don't leave the car park tonight. You can be saved where you are. You don't have to go to a church building. You don't have to go anywhere. But if you're a little bit confused, or you want to chat about your salvation or about your soul, just you sit in your car, and myself or George will come over and we'll gladly have a chat with you tonight. But please, we hold these meetings because we want you to come and know the Lord Jesus, who can change our lives and can save us for all of eternity. Before I invite George to come on and take over, I want to pray. And if you're saved tonight, you pray that God will speak and really move in our drive-in church this evening. So let's unite our hearts and let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we bow before you this evening, another Lord's Day evening, and we want to thank you for the night that we have, Father. We thank you for the clearness and the weather. We thank you, Father, for how you've undertaken with this venue. But most of all, Father, we want to thank you for the message that we have to proclaim. Yes, Lord, we acknowledge that week after week it has been the same message, but it's that old, old story that's ever new. And we thank you for the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves a world of sinners lost. And we thank you, dear Lord, that you came from heaven to earth to die upon that center cross, taking our sin upon yourself. We thank you, Father, that through the shedding of the blood of your Son, that we can have our sins forgiven. Lord, we thank you that the gospel is simple. We thank you that the gospel is for the whosoever will. And our prayer is tonight that some soul, perhaps who's been here week after week, or perhaps who's come in for the first night, that wherever they are, that the Spirit of God would arrest them, and they would come to saving faith in Christ. We pray for George as he comes to sing and to share his testimony. Thank you for the day in his life when you spoke to him and you saved him from a life of sin. Thank you for how you're using him. And we pray this evening that you'll empower him from on high. Give him that liberty and help that he needs. And may he know fruit for his labors tonight. And then a little later, as your word is shared, oh Father, we pray. Oh, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that signs will follow and souls will be saved. We commend all of our efforts unto you, not only here, but across our country this afternoon. There's men similarly in trailers and in trucks and all kinds of places preaching the gospel, even in church buildings. We pray across our land that we'll see and hear souls coming to know the Savior. Father, we commit ourselves to you now and ask for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, George. You come and share for us now.
It's good for to be here, I think. There's one thing that makes me very, very nervous, and that is my testimony. I don't think it's a good testimony at all, but of the power of the saving grace of God, that is what I glory in. From a life of sin, do you know what the Lord can break? He can break any shackle. He can break any jail down. Do you know the power of the Lord God Jehovah? I'm just going to share up and told to sing a few little verses here, and I'll pray. This is what I want you to do. It's an old favorite of mine, and maybe I've sung it before, but do you know it in your heart? I want it to go from your heart to your soul and feed your soul. I wonder, does it? When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my wretched gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. For pity, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All living things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled on. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. You know, my friend, before I start surveying the cross, there's three. Unsaved person, you have not surveyed the cross. You've heard about it, but you haven't surveyed it. Backslider, it's a long time since you have surveyed the cross. And dear child of God, never let a day go past where you don't survey the wondrous cross. It's wonderful what the Lord has done. Do you know what he's done for you? What are you doing for him? We're just going to bow, because believe you me, I might be able to sing, but my testimony, I fear for to give it. Bow your head with me, please, in your car, and pray for the blessing of the Holy Ghost. You see, you can preach the word, but unless the word comes with the power of the Holy Ghost, it's nothing. Oh, our Lord God and our Heavenly Father, you know how weak this vessel is. Lord, you know of my life. But thank thee, Lord, when sins are forgiven as far as the east is from the west, that is how far they are separated. They are not shredded. They're not tip-axed over. They're taken away. Praise the Lord. But Lord, I am only a vessel. Cleanse me of all sin. Fill me full of the Holy Ghost. Have my name for the decrease, and the name of our Lord, our Savior, to increase even this day. Save souls, restore backsliders, and have the people of God for to be rejoicing, be revived even in this evil and wicked day. Amen. Amen. I want to say, this is a faithful saying in 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying, unworthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Who I am chief. My friend, do you know your sin? Do you know the vileness of it? And I'm not talking about before men. Other men might look at you and you say, I'm all right, Jack. I'm not talking about even what the minister or the pastor sees. It's what God sees. What does the Lord see in your heart tonight? You see, the Lord can look into the inward parts. But you know something, I can't. The minister can't. The deacons can't. But the Lord God can. But you see, the first thing you have to know, believe it or believe it not, is something very, very simple. That you're a sinner. You see, I was brought up in Lurgan Free Presbyterian Church and the Gospel Hall. If there's ever two places you ever want to try and not duck the gospel, them's two places. For it came at you like seven shells out of a shotgun. You couldn't have ducked them. They took their head clean off. Praise the Lord. Because I tried to duck it many a time. But you know something? I was just thinking about reading Numbers 14 and 1 to 12. And if you don't know that there, it's when the children of Israel, who should have known better. Children of Northern Ireland, you should know better. Maybe you go to the Baptist up the road. You should know better. But you know something? The power of the Holy Ghost hasn't moved you yet. We pray for days like that for to happen. I think I was brought up in a little town, a wee village called Donaghcloney. I wasn't born into a Christian home, but it was one of them good homes. You didn't speak back to your father. You try it now. There's plenty of people who talk back to your father. But, well, I might have done it once to my father. But I tell you what, I learnt the lesson straight afterwards. So I did. We need to bring them days back again in these days of political correctness. But anyway, I was not brought up into a Christian home. But let me tell you how early sin can get a hold of your life. Right from the day you were born. I was born in shape and in iniquity. I didn't know it. The Lord came graciously later on, but from an early life, I began to grow with boldness with sin. I wasn't too old. I was in primary four, three, or in and around that time. And I remember a teacher giving off to me. I took a half a brick and I threw it at her through the window. I thought I was a sly boy. I was a new school in the Clonay. I thought I would duck round the side. Geordie boy, behold your sin, we'll find you out. Boys of boys, that there was one verse I didn't know too much of until that day. I ran past the staff room, believe it or believe it not. Bad place to run past when you're throwing bricks at the teacher. But I thought I got away with it. Came in the next morning. George Walker come to the office. I got a smack by the teacher. I got a smack by the teacher that I threw the brick at. I got a smack by the vice principal. And I got a smack by the headmaster. When I got home, I got a smack by my mother. And when my father came home from shift work, I got a smack from him too. My rear end was like a lighthouse for a fortnight, so it was. But I tell you what, I never forgot it. But do you see how early sin can grip a hold of you? My friend, that was the devil starting to get his evil claws into me. Whenever you see a child, you say, oh, boy, is that lovely wee child. You don't see him throwing a brick too often. But my friend, this was how the devil can get into your life. I went on into smoking and drinking. Drugs then came in. I have to keep it short or your pastor's going to clip my ear. You have to only keep you 45 minutes here. So that's a hard thing for a free Presbyterian. But anyway, do you know something? I was growing up, but I was growing up and I wanted to be noticed. Do you know, I was picked on whenever I was smaller. Whenever I went into my high school days and even on in, I became very skillful at fighting. I was undefeated for 9 years. I wasn't ever knocked to the ground. The devil was saying, what a big fella you are. Drugs, you get stuck into it. There's other things I don't want to speak about. You see, people want to say, Geordie, do you see the things that you do? But you know something? I want to forget about them. I don't want to tell you how vile a sinner I was. The Lord knows. But the Lord cleaned them. And I must admit, I don't want to tell you too much more of those. I went into the occult. I went into transcendental meditation. I went to do evil and wicked and vile things. My friend, I was going to the Free Presbyterian Church. Do you think a church makes you holy? Let me tell you, there's some of the biggest agents go to the church. I wonder, are you one of them? I wonder, you an unsaved, vile sinner, and you're doing things under your mother and father. I was one of those. But you know, he's seen me, the Lord God. He said, that boy's not big enough that I can't save him. But you know, I wanted to spread my roots even more. Wanted to do even more vile and wicked things. But you know something? I didn't know I was sinning against God. There was a difference came in our house one time. There was out in that big city of Donnacloney, like I tell you, there was a mission come. My mother and father were good people, but they weren't saved. They came home, and they were saved. My father was picking up the Bible. And you know something? He was a very quiet and a very reserved little man. But I tell you what, he didn't like ill discipline go about the house. But I seen a difference. Sometimes I would have poked my head round the corner. And I see my daddy wouldn't have spoke to you out loud. He was a very sincere and a quiet man, as I say. But I looked round and I seen him reading the Bible. And you know something? I heard Mum sometimes crying and weeping for her two boys, which was in sin. My friends, they called me and my brother a lost case. Mother and father and grandparent, do you think there's somebody that's a lost case in your family? Praise the Lord, they're not. The Lord can set them free, and free indeed. My friends, they started to pray for their two boys. Keith was my older brother. And you know something? We loved sin. The people that says that there's no joy in the world, oh man, they haven't got a clue. Haven't got a clue. You see the draw I had to the world. But take the scriptures. It's only for a season. Oh, the devil will put lights on it. You'll enjoy it and you will enjoy it. The devil will want to put it in front of anything godly. My friends, you run to the church if they're faithfully preaching it. You pray for that man. How's your prayer life, brother? How's your prayer life, sister? Have you missed a prayer meeting? Have you? Used to be in the old days of Reformation times. They used to have sores on their knees. The stones used to have grooves, worn stones. Have you even wore out your carpet, brother or sister? Now, them was the days of Reformation, when thousands were being saved. My friends, I don't want 10 saved. I don't want even 100 saved. This country needs a mighty reformation again. Sin is gripping it. Do you know you're in sin? No, I'm just living my life, trying to bring up my youngsters. I've got enough bills to pay and mortgage. My friend, you're going to come in front of God someday. My friend, there's only two ways that you'll see God. One as your judge, and the other is a blessed man. It's such a savior he is. And we don't want to see that, but don't want to realize that. But the Holy Ghost is coming close to save. Let me tell you how the Holy Ghost came close. Like I was saying, I thought I was a bee's knees. I was a hard man. Until I met the Lord. The Lord has to break pride in a man. The Puritans who I have come to really, really love with all of my heart said, the last sin to die is pride. My friend, if you have a problem, or if you even hear of somebody saying, you pray for that boy. In fact, you keep an eye on him. Keep two eyes on him, never mind one eye. And you pray for them. My friends, I was a young fella full of pride. I was going on a holiday over in Eastbourne. It was a place called the Truth Youth Holidays. Geordie boy didn't want to listen to the gospel. I hated the gospel. I hated ministers. Anything to do with discipline. You know what I did with the teacher? Threw half a brick at it. But everybody was the same. You try and tell me. Don't you tell me what to do. You get some people like that. But the Lord and the Holy Ghost is coming. He doesn't want to go against your will. He wants to come and I'll change your will to his will and to be gloriously saved. But it's a hard thing for an old fella like this one here that loved his pride and wanted to keep it so close to his heart. let me tell you, this night that changed my life. I was used with going up against anybody right up to 1920 stone. Not a problem. Let me tell you of a night over in Eastbourne. It was an open testimony night. And it was people just getting up. And I no more wanted to be there than fly in the air. Maybe you don't want to be here. Maybe your mum and dad's dragged you here. You don't want to be here. By God's grace that you're here. So listen, please. This could be your last opportunity. Did you hear what happened over in Market Hill of a young girl that passed away? Maybe you're a young person and you're a driver. Maybe you're just driving or whatever. I don't want the next time to see you that I hear of some sad passing away. My friend, I want to know that your calling and election is sure. Be sure. So last night, there was this one got up to say their testimony. Didn't want to hear it. Another one got up. Ah, that's a bit interesting. Another one got up. Let me tell you, I was able to go up against 6'4" boys, 19 stone. But there was a wee slip of a lass got up. She was a wee blonde-haired thing. She was 2 hands higher than a duck. But the power of the Holy Ghost not only broke me, he smashed me and brought me to my knees. Free a little tiny girl. Do you think of what Naaman did, that little maid? Her name was unnamed, but you know something? It shook Naaman. The word got even to Naaman, even to the king. I want you to hear the King of Kings, even through this old fool here. But you know something? This little girl got up and she spoke, and I was so broken. It was the first time I was ever knocked out of my life. Geordie realized that night I was a sinner. And I said to my mate to my left-hand side, I says, I need to get saved, and I need to get saved now. And it was a holy urgency put in my heart. The only thing, the Holy Ghost had to do it. No man could put urgency into my heart. But you know something, maybe a mountain does need to move. Maybe something has to be removed. You think there's a foundation and you're standing on it, sure. Maybe the Lord's got to take that. Do you know something? There's more than just the Bible speaks. Maybe there's a death has to happen in your family. I hope not. Maybe there's a car accident has to happen. I don't want that to happen. Maybe there's some disease has to come into you or your family. I don't want that to happen. I want you to hear in love and mercy the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ saying, come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't you want rest? Can only happen through the Lord. You don't like to be taught in school. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is one of the best teachers in the whole world. It is the best teacher. But you know something? I turned around and my mate, he went off because I kind of half scared the life out of him. He says, I need to get saved. And I need to get saved now. A wee man with the same hairstyle as myself came around. Wee Tom Martin. And he said, oh, he's only pulling your leg. He's only pulling your leg. You ought to see what that boy has done. Oh, he's just winding you up. He came round the corner. And it was the first day that I ever cried. Because you see, before, I could have snapped a bone. I could have snapped a jaw. And it wouldn't even my conscience even what even a thought. But you see, that night my heart was broke. And it had to be broke. My friend, what does it need for you to come to the cross? What does it need for you to see in all his glory? You can see sometimes better through tears. You can walk better when you're on your knees to the Lord. Don't you know even in your own heart? So wee Tom and the Reverend Crane, a lovely, sincere man who became my spiritual father. He said, let's lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. They said it was easy because I wanted to know the Lord as my own and personal Savior. Do you know something? It was from then it came different. The Lord began to teach me. Do you know, praise the Lord, I'm not a smart fella. I'm not the brightest critter. Praise the Lord, you don't have to be smart to learn the Bible. You need the Holy Ghost. I can't read some big words. That's the reason why I sometimes need a dictionary. Remember the old days whenever some young fella got saved? You bought them the C.H. Spurgeon's Daily Reading. You bought them Strong's Concordance and a good old-fashioned King James. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you know something? Are you helping that dear brother along with the Lord? Are you just letting them get saved? I want to see them growing like oak trees, from acorns go oak trees. Or do you just want to just stay? Young person, do you just not want to read the things? No, I went into a book and I said, is there many people reading that? Oh, he says, Geordie, there's not many people reading that. Is. I says, you're joking. This is a Christian bookshop. They don't want to read them big, thick books. You see, they had to put them in the Puritan paperbacks. Then they had to put them paperbacks in the pamphlets. Do you want sermonettes, brother or sister, or do you want to grow in the Lord? Do you want to see your young ones saved? Do you want to see Ulster shaking again with Bible Christianity? And I mean Bible Christianity, not what some boy thinks he knows. I want to see them come from this book. And if it doesn't come from this book, you get them kicked out. And I know you've got a good man and he preaches from the word. But there's far too much, and I'll say this, idiots in pulpits nowadays. I've seen where the Lord had to, you see that pride? He had to pick the lowliest fishermen. He had to pick the lowliest ploughmen. Even Elisha ploughed with 12 yoke of oxen. Because it wouldn't have took him 20 or 40 years to beat pride out of him. Maybe that's the thing he's up in the... Maybe you think that you're too low down, brother or sister. Praise the Lord. He can use you. You're halfway there. But you know something? I want you just to finish off, because I've probably gone over my time. I don't know where my brother is here. But I want you to go on and to live on and for to go on in your spiritual life. These are the verses which spoke unto me as a born-again Christian. Maybe I should say this here. There was a few things that shook my life whenever I am a Christian. Don't think that the Lord cannot shake you. Sometimes the Lord has to try your faith, brother or sister. How strong is the gold? Do you know, I looked it up there today. What's the purest gold? Well, a boy says 9-carat gold. A boy says 18. Goes right up to 24. But you know, I love the old Puritans. Do you know some of the purest gold that there is? It's one that is always tried by fire. It doesn't get a chance for it to go solid. It's being continually burnt. And my friend, you'll need grace for that. Do you know, Paul didn't pray once. He didn't pray twice. He prayed 3 times that something would be removed from him. My friend, are you living by grace? How strong is your faith? Do you know your faith can be up there, it can be down there. It's one of them few things in the Christian life that can't change. Believe you me, the book says it, so you believe it. How strong is your faith? When the billows roll, will your faith be wanting? My friend, these are the verses that spoke unto me. My daddy passed away. He was going into a cancer ward, and I love my daddy with all of my heart. In the next ward was my third little boy. He was being born the exact same day. I knew the two sisters. One said, Geordie, come, your father's passing away. The next one phoned and said, Geordie, your little boy has been born. That happened to me 3 times. I said, I don't know how I made through it. I know how I made it through, not through my efforts. Do you know the Lord had to do another thing for to help me walk? Do you know, I read a wee bit of the scriptures. I've done a wee bit of studying. I hope you're not like that. I hope you're on fire for God. But my friends, there was a mate of mine, Philly Irwin, and another mate, Marky Robinson, was saying, come on, we'll go up for a dander. If you mention food to me, I'm there like a greyhound. So they said, come on, you up to the Bible bookshop. I went into the Bible bookshop. I'm not a book reader. I am not a bookworm. Or wasn't, I should say. You'll not believe it. I came out with 7 books. I turned to Philly. I said, when am I going to get the time for to read all that there? Be careful what you say out loud, brother or sister. I smashed my leg. I said I was never defeated in 9 years. I knew how to walk. I knew how to kick. I knew how to punch. I knew how to do these things. I went only half a foot off the ground. And before that night was out, they were thinking of amputating my leg. They put pins and plates and all the rest of it. Then the dangerous thing happened. You see, I thought I was going all right. I'm going to get back on my feet. Blood poisoning came. Bone poisoning came. They had only a few hours for to turn me round. You know, son, the Lord gave me plenty of time for to read them books, all 7 of them, and even more. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you know something, my brothers? It taught me, Geordie, You were only playing about with the Bible before. Your faith was so little. I'm going to give you a few billows and you better have the faith. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Do you know, my friend, I hope you're reading. There's nothing more joyous than seeing a Christian bubbling and he wants to tell you the word of God. Do you know what the Lord told me today? I wonder, are you like that? When's the last time word was put into your heart and indelibly into your heart? Are you living by the word? Are you praying the word in? Do you have a prayer life? I wonder if I was to ask this man, of all the members, how many comes to the place of prayer? You better not be missing. Because you know something? There's too much softness going about. I would call that backsliding. In fact, the reason why, because somebody said that to me, and they were right. I wonder if I was to go into your closet. I wonder if you were put in front of a courtroom. Would there be enough proof for to say, oh, you see, by that boy's life, he's a Christian. Or I wonder, would I have to look very, very, very hard? Wonder if I look round your house, is there more ungodly things happening? Oh, the vileness of sin. Do you know what I'll tell you this year? I remember us cousins where we're going for a run up in the fields, and we were only young at the time, and they made a run for it because a bullock was coming over the field, and boys, we had to run. Stupid for us, but we went there to jump over a shuck, and you boys know what a shuck is around here. It's absolutely stinking and putrid. It's the side of a field. Well, guess who went head first into the shuck? Yes, that was me. My friend, you see what I went down, and my granny smelt the vileness of what. I thought I was going to get comfort off the bullock near Killamashin there, battered the ears off me. What are you doing up there? What are you doing in that there? And you see the stink of that putrefying shuck that was on me. I didn't want to go back to that field again. But what story am I trying to say? My friend, if you're born again of the Spirit of God, you know the stench of that shuck that your head was head stuck into. The violent. Do you know they couldn't even hardly put me in the car? They had to go and get a trailer because of the stench of me. I hope that's what way you treat sin in your life. There's too much messing about with sin nowadays. Do you know the vileness before a holy God? I know what I do today. It's not good. But you know, praise the Lord. The Lord just didn't die for my past sins. He didn't just die for my sins that I'm doing now or even for tomorrow. So he died for every single one of them. Isn't that a wonderful thought? I know there's people and there's Christians. Oh, they're worse than some of the boys I used to run about in pubs. There were no more couragers than a boy with a 2x4 battering you the back of the head. But my friend, would you be an encourager? Do you know, I read in one of the New Testaments about a little girl called Phoebe. Do you know where I find her? In the top of a chapter. She was a servant. Do you know what that servant, if you learn it into your Greek, it means an encourager. Are you an encourager? For to be an encourager, you must be a prayer warrior. Are you in the fight? Do you realize you're in a fight? Oh, what are you wrestling up against? You're wrestling up against the devil. He's hard to see. He wants to be hidden. He wants to put a net for your feet. How are you living, brother? You can't see them. Of course you can't. You pray to the Holy Ghost that he may open up those nets that's right in front of you. And he spake a parable, Luke chapter 18, unto them. Men ought always to pray. Brother, show me your prayer life. Call unto me and I will answer thee. Show me great and mighty things. I don't want wee things. I want big things. Elijah was a great man, but Elisha even done more, twice as much. Show me your prayer life, brother. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him and call upon him in truth. There's some people calling, but they're not calling in truth. Do you know what that means? Bring it home and read about that in Jeremiah 33. Show me your prayer life, brother. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine and reproof and correction. The man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Show me your Bible reading, brother. Take heed unto thyself, unto doctrine, and continue into them. It's a long time since you've continued into the Word of God. Will you go home tonight and that's it? That's my Sunday over. There's too many Sunday Christians. Too many. Now, not only should you be a Sunday Christian, whenever you go home, I'll not be there to keep an eye on you. These deacons, this man of God behind me won't be. But there's one that sees you. Don't you realize it? He sees you. Lift up your head onto the hills from whence comest your help. He sees you. Takes you a while to look up and to know and realize. Take heed. Doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Show me your Bible reading, brother. And he said unto this, and I must finish. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. You say, I'm too lowly, I can't put one word after another. You're speaking to one here. I have people come up. I'll share with you this. Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. People say to me, Jordy, I would love to sing like you. Many of them are ministers. Do you know, usually 90% of the time I have to go away. And the tears is flooding my eyes because, you know something, I would give up this singing voice for to be able to preach unto you the gospel. But I know I've got a tongue like an old cat, as rough as a badger. But you know something, the Lord can save even the roughest of people. And he can make even the Peters of this world, the ordinary low-life Peter, the fisherman, his hands as rough as a badger. But praise the Lord, they were soft enough to pull in the sinner, to get them saved, to go on to the Gentiles. Friend, what are you doing for the Lord? I can't do much. Let me tell you one of the greatest things. It's what the Reformation did. It's what the 120 people did in the upper room. What did they did? What do we know the upper room for, firstly? For praying. Are you praying? It's a hard thing, I know, but it's a thing that we should be drove to the most. I hope that I hear of the fruits following afterwards, that you're praying for your son and your daughter, and they'll be saved. That wayward child, don't think that there's no nothing too big for the Lord. How big is your God? How big is your God? The devil, oh, he is mighty, but he is not almighty. But the Lord is mighty. My friends, I've much more to tell you. But my friends, maybe you'll do what I learned to do. The Lord drove me to the Bible. The Lord drove me to my knees. I'm not good at words. I'm not good at reading. But you know something? I would rather read one verse and get a blessing from it than read six or seven chapters and it do me no good. You need spiritual good, Holy Ghost, pure goodness. But my friend, what type of church are we? What church? Do you know something? I know we keep people going. I love winding people up whenever you get to know me. It's nothing to do with Free Presbyterian. It's nothing to do with Baptist. There's no denominations in heaven. But I tell you what, there is a correct way to do things. So you pray for this man. But you know something? That there verse that I was saying that right at the start in Numbers 14. It came to the end in verse 11. And the Lord said unto Moses, who was stressed out at sin and violence, even happened to a God place up with so much blast. This country has been blessed. You have been blessed. How long, the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? My friend, all I want you to do, don't believe in this fella. I'll fail you every single time, but there's one that sticketh closer than a brother. And you know something? There's nothing like blessing in the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. The Lord taught me to read in the Bible. I am stuck with pains sometimes, even just the other day on Friday. Had to go through an MRI scan and all the rest of it. Have I worries? Not spiritually. My friend, we should have spiritual worries above other things. Whenever you go out them gates, what's a worry on your heart? Sinner, is sin, is it vile? If it's not, oh my friend, you should worry to your boots. Backslider, oh my dear friend, you've no joy in singing those hymns. You have to be drove to this Bible. You shouldn't be drove. You should run to this. Oh, people of God, come, taste, see that the Lord is good. We think of the old days. I remember there was an old Egypt in Newcastle. And he said that he wanted to put a blessing on this Bible. Praise the Lord, this Bible blesses me, not the other way about. So, my friend, if you want to speak to me, I know I'm not good at speaking. If you want to speak to our brother or some of the deacons here, we would love. And I mean we would love to open up my word, my heart, absolutely not. But I would love to open up this good old book. And there's treasures here, not for a season. There's treasures here forevermore. If only you come to know the Lord as your own and personal Savior. Amen. I'm just singing. I was supposed to sing. I better do what I'm told. Most married men, you boys know what to do with it, what it's to do with, you're told. So we'll come and I'll just sing this little last hymn to you. I was going to sing a little piece, but I'm going to sing a different one here. Where will you spend eternity? This question comes to you and me. Tell me, what shall your answer be? Where will you spend eternity? Eternity. Eternity, where will you spend eternity? Many are choosing Christ today, turning from all their sins away. Him shall their blessed portion be. Where will you spend eternity? Eternity, eternity. Where will you spend eternity? Leaving the straight and narrow way, going the downward road today. Sad will their final ending be, lost throughout all eternity. Oh, eternity, eternity. Where will you spend eternity? Turn and believe this very hour. Trust in the Savior's grace and power. Then shall your joyous answer be, safe throughout all eternity. Oh, eternity. Oh, eternity. Where will you spend eternity?
Well, thank you to George for testifying this evening and coming and sharing what the Lord has done in his life. I just want to draw to a close tonight with one verse, and I'll keep it brief. It'll just be a couple of moments. Just a verse to take away with you, and it's found in the book of Romans, and chapter number 5 and verse number 8. And it says this, Romans 8 and verse 5, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We have heard tonight George's story. You have heard how he was so very aware when the Spirit of God opened his eyes, just how vile of a sinner that he was. Maybe tonight, as you think about that, you feel burdened about your soul. You wonder, how could you ever be saved? The things that you have done in your life. Maybe tonight, as George has said, maybe what he has said has broke your heart and you're in that place of despair and you're wondering, where do you go from here? Well, Romans 5 and verse 8 opens with one or with two words, but God. And in the depths of our despair, in the depths of our sinfulness, in the depths of where we are and wondering how we can get right with God, he steps in with the gospel and he says, but God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I wonder tonight, do you know that you are loved? You are loved more than you could ever know. You are loved with an everlasting love. Yes, God is a holy God. And yes, God cannot even bear to look upon sin. And yes, those who are not saved abide under the wrath of God. But the other side of the coin, the other side of the story, the rest of the message is that God loves you and God loves me. The Bible says that God so loved the world. And he loves us not because of what we are, because we're unlovable. But you know, the Lord doesn't wait until we're good enough. The Lord doesn't wait until we're in the right place. The Bible says in the verse that I've read that God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, while we were unlovable, while we had no thought of him, that's when the Lord loved us. And how did he display that love? How do we know that we're loved? Because of Calvary. You see, the Lord is not willing that any should perish. The Lord doesn't want you to die in your sin tonight. The Lord doesn't want you to abide under his condemnation. The Lord loves you. Do you know there's something I was just thinking about? Do you know there's not one sinner in a lost eternity this evening that isn't loved? God loves a world of sinners lost. And God loves you tonight. But God is waiting for you to come to him. He has made provision on the cross of Calvary. And the Lord demonstrated the greatness of his love. That he didn't send an angel to die for your sin. He didn't send a seraphim or a cherubim. He didn't kneel Moses or Abraham or David or any of the other great men in Scripture upon the cross. But God gave his only son. He gave him up for you, and he gave him up for me. And tonight you're feeling dejected. You feel there's no hope for a sinner like you. How could God ever love you? God does love you because he demonstrated that love by the sending of his son. And tonight if you go away from here after all that you've heard and you choose to reject Christ and you die without him and go to a lost eternity, you'll never be able to say that God didn't love me. The Lord loves you tonight. And he wants to save you. And he's willing to save you. And he's able to save you. And all you've got to do is put your trust in him. But God, oh, we're sinners. But God commendeth, God demonstrates his infinite love towards us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you. He died on the cross, but that's not the end of the story. He rose again, and he's in heaven, and he's coming back to take his children home. Do you know the Lord tonight? If you don't know him, you can know him now. Come and ask the Lord Jesus to save you. He has taken your sin upon himself on the cross. He has paid your debt. You don't owe God anything more. He has done it all. All he wants now is your life. Why not give it to him by faith? Just in simple childlike faith. Just ask the Lord to forgive you. Tell him you're sorry for your sin. And ask Christ to save you. There is no other way to heaven. You can go away with here from with all kinds of conclusions, but I want you to remember that while you're lost, your love with an everlasting love. And tonight you can come and know the Lord Jesus. Let me read the verse again. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, unlovable, Christ died for us. Why not give your life to him who gave his life for you? If the Lord's been speaking to you tonight, you just stay in your car. We'll come and talk with you, but we're going to pray just now. You can talk with the Lord directly, and you just tell him your heart, and you ask him to save you where you are. Father, we want to thank you for another night where the gospel has gone forth. We thank you that you demonstrated your love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, may some soul tonight see themselves lost but loved, and see Christ dying for them. May they realize there's no other way to heaven except through trusting the Son of God, who loved them and gave himself for them. Father, we pray you'll hammer home the message tonight, and that we may see signs following the preaching. Speak on and see if we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, thank you all so much for coming tonight. Thank you to George for coming along and sharing in the meeting. As you leave, as I've been saying each week, if you are going to Ballygowan or turning right, if you're going to Ballygowan or turning right, stay in the right-hand lane. If you're going to Saintfield or on out that way or turning left, stay in the left-hand lane. There's deacons at the gate, so don't worry about anybody coming in. But do take the two lanes. Take care as you go. And we'd love to see you back again next Sunday night, 5 o'clock. And you'll be very welcome to join us then. But until then, may the Lord bless you throughout this week. But please think about your soul. Amen.